Order your season seats today. Visit angels.com/season seats or call 888-796-HALO.
Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimmel's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimmel's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be.
Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on this St. Patrick's Day. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you may be. And sure hoping you'll include the great race place in your St. Patrick's Day plans. We've got a heck of a contest, $30,000 Santa Anita Pot of Gold contest. Folks, you must be a Santa Anita First Rewards member. If you're not, hey, just come on out to the races. Go over to the Kingsbury Fountain, which is in the West Paddock Gardens near the John Henry statue. It's free to join and quick. You'll be signed up and a member within about 2 minutes. And once you do that, you're going to be eligible for this terrific drawing, and you're going to win a minimum of a $5 voucher. They've also got $10 vouchers, $20 vouchers, $100 vouchers, and a $1,000 voucher. The grand prize today in this Santa Anita Pot of Gold contest is a $5,000 voucher, but you got to be a First Rewards member. Head over to the Kingsbury Fountain when the gates open today at about 11 o'clock. Speaking of when the gates open, the first 1,000 customers today are going to get a terrific Santa Anita Jockey poster, and this is a really nice one. And I'll just say this, folks, there's going to be some names scattering after the Santa Anita Derby, which is fast approaching on Saturday, April 6th. So come on out. If you're one of the first 1,000, you get that poster free. The jockeys are going to be signing right in front of the gift shop, I'm told, from 11:30 this morning until 12:15. There is one caveat here. Frankie Dettori not riding today. His agent, Ronnie Anderson, advises that Frankie and his wife are in Mexico today celebrating, I believe, their wedding anniversary. So, boy, he's got a good excuse. But get everybody else and then come on out to the races and try and get a, you know, get an autograph from Frankie on the poster that you've already got in hand and signed by most everybody else. So that's a little thumbnail on what's going on. Feature race today, traditional St. Patrick's feature. 6.5 off the hill. Always love this race. California bred fillies and mares in the $100,000 Irish O'Brien. Trainer Steve Miotti's got the 5-2 morning line favorite in Rose Maddox, owned and bred by Nick Alexander. And the big key for her today is getting back to the hillside turf. Again, well, she's the 5-2 second choice, a mistake there. Jamie Thomas actually has the 2-1 first choice in Chancery Way with Antonio Fresu, and Flavion Pratt will be aboard Rose Maddox. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs in upstate New York and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, John. Huge performance here yesterday, obviously. The Chosen Vron, according to our morning line maker, John White, he knocked down 101 buyer speed figure yesterday. He is just one incredible animal. I think he's like 16 for 25 now, and 15 of those 16 wins have come in stakes. What a job Eric Kruljack has done with him, a six-year-old gelding by Vronsky. And going 7/8 yesterday, John, to me, it really didn't matter what the tactics were going to be from anybody else. You know, if they wanted to try and go with them, tighten it up a little bit at the rail, going 7/8, hey, Hector Berrios could play it as it came. He decided, hey, let's go. And they established their dominance early, and much the best. Boy, what a joy to behold this horse is.
He really is, Mike, and I was silly enough to try to beat him with Dust at Midnight. I learned my lesson. I won't be doing that again. But really, this is becoming a fan favorite. You know, you don't have many of these kind of horses that still run, and he's just a cowbred, but what a terrific horse, and he never disappoints, and he fires every time.
He sure does, and boy, Ghost of Midnight, I mean, he ran a winning race. I think there's a lot of years when that effort wins it. I just want to rattle off the splits here in yesterday's Grade 3 San Carlos. And through the years, some of the great sprinters have won this race. But yesterday, it was the Chosen Vron. And, you know, he was pressed early on by Elwood Blues, as was expected, for Bob Baffert. And then Ghost of Midnight came running. But, you know, he just wasn't good enough. The splits, 22-1, 44-2, 3/4 and 8 1/5. Final time, the Chosen Vron, 120 4/5. And just can't say enough about him. He's a cowbred horse of the year. And Eric Kruljack is the California-bred trainer of the year. And easy to see why.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they could have gone around 5 more times. No one was beating him. He just did it so easy. He just was traveling like a winner every step of the race. And for a split second, Ghost of Midnight looked like maybe he would come up the inside, but Chosen Vron would have none of it. And Hector Berrios fits this horse like a glove.
He certainly does. Hey, John, that's the good news. I know you were talking yesterday with John Lindo, Jay Privman, here on Thoroughbred LA, and they're on every Saturday along with Bob Ike, of course, from 9 to 10, talking about, you know, shorter fields and 8 race cards at the Big A, and obviously we've got an inventory problem out here. But in talking to you last night, I'm sorry I called you so late, you know, you mentioned the fact that they're not able to train at Aqueduct. It's under construction, so they're at Belmont. They got to ship in. There's that, and then you've got the huge purses in other places. I mean, we look at Oaklawn. They got plenty of horses. Gulfstream appears to have no problem with inventory. So I think, hopefully, knock wood, things are going to be looking up. But kind of explain the situation there in New York, John.
Well, there is no turf racing, obviously, because their first turf races will come in the middle of April. So until then, you know, the field sizes today on a Sunday, Mike, 8 races,
yeah.
4 of the 8 races have 5 horses or less. I mean, you know.
Hard to believe.
They don't want to play a product like this. And this is a weekend. This is a Sunday.
Yeah.
And the same thing was yesterday on Saturday. They had a stake race today with 4 horses in it. $100,000 stake race, 4 horses show up. It's never been like this in New York. Never, ever, ever. And you're right. At Aqueduct, you cannot train over the track. So that annoys people to begin with. You can only train at Belmont. You ship in the morning of the race to run at Aqueduct.
Yeah.
You know, horses that have never run over it, you have no idea if they like it, if they don't like it. And it's just, and the winter has been a rough winter for the most part. and they put a lot of chemicals in that track, and it's very heavy and very slow. You know, they might keep the racing going, but at the same time, you know, maybe they're better off if they took some time off. People ship out to Florida. They go to Gulfstream. They go to Oakland, like you said, and New York is hurting at this point. But, again, we have April coming, and then the turf racing returns, so field size will certainly pick up.
Yeah, and I know you're in touch with horsemen and so on. As the weather turns, as we get to spring, I mean, it should loosen up. Don't you think they're in New York?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. The track is not as heavy. It's not as loaded with the chemicals they've been putting in it, I heard, the last week. So the times will be faster, and it'll be more of a fair racetrack.
Now, John, one other issue before we get a pick from you. You know, we had this really horrible tote situation last weekend where Tampa Bay Downs was severely impacted. I still don't fully understand what happened. Maybe you do. But that said, what about the explanation from Tampa Bay Downs on the exotics ending, say, with the Tampa Bay Derby? That money was already in the pools. I heard Jay Priven address the fact that maybe they're falling back on this situation where it's called a no contest, and that would be where you have a mechanical failure where you can't get the starting gate out of the way and so on and so forth. But that was not the case. The race was run. Your take on the payoff situation, John?
Mike, we discussed it last Sunday before anyone jumped aboard, and if you remember, I couldn't figure it out. I still can't get the right answer. I mean, they're saying that the tickets have to match, and they don't show the tickets till after the 11th race. The 11th race went official. It's a ridiculous explanation. It makes no sense. The double pool was closed. The pick three pool was closed.
That's the key. Those pools were closed.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I could understand not making the 11th race a betting race because people didn't have time to bet, and if you bet throughout the day, fine. So that makes some sense. But pools that were already locked, there was no surface.
Yeah.
If it went from turf to dirt or dirt to whatever, then you could explain it. This makes zero sense.
So
zero sense.
To those unfamiliar, John, they did pay, but they paid to all, which
right. So
is like not
for
paying.
Example,
you know.
For example, the double, you got that $4.20 or whatever, and it was supposed to be paying $14.80. So, I mean, that's a ridiculous payoff. The pick three paid $14 as opposed to paying $80. You can't do that. Not without an explanation, and we still haven't had an explanation, Mike. We just haven't. You know, they're blaming the tote thing on a power outage. You know, in part of the country. I don't know. I know people that live in Florida. Yeah, their electricity went out for a few minutes. Then it came back on, and everything was back to normal. Well, why didn't the tow system go back up after the power came back? You know, they don't give you an explanation because they know that we're coming back to play no matter what they do to us. And unfortunately, that's the wrong way to do business.
And that said, John, I don't have a dog in the fight. I was not affected on a personal level. My only advice would be hold all tickets. If I had tickets, I would darn sure hold on to them to see if maybe there's going to be some sort of a resolution to this down the line. But I would say probably not. Anyway, John, our time is short, and looking forward to getting you back to hour two to look at Santa Anita. But for now, eight of them at the Big A, first post, 120 Eastern. What do you think?
We're going to look at the sixth race there, Mike. Full field of nine, which is amazing. And I really like a horse in here, the number four horse, FF Rocket. This is a seven-year-old gelding who was reclaimed last time out by trainer Lolita Shimigel. Romero Moral board to ride. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. I like the fact that she reclaimed the seven-year-old. She had a lot of success with this horse in the past. Again, you're getting 8-1. The race sets up well for him. Totally against the track the last time he ran. And this horse is sitting on a big effort today. Number four, FF Rocket, 8-1 on the morning line, wins today's sixth race out at Aqueduct.
And race six at Aqueduct, supposed to go at 4 o'clock Eastern. John, tell us about that website. What's there on St. Patrick's Day? JONHARDOON.com.
We have Gulfstream, Oaklawn, Aqueduct, and, of course, Santa Anita Selections. And, by the way, Mike, I have a strong opinion in the Irish O'Brien, which we will be giving out when I come back. And that's a terrific race today, and I like that race.
Looking forward to it very much, John. Thanks so much. We'll check you back.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right. We're going to stay right here in the OC now, and he's going to be making his debut appearance here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles this morning. He has been working for our good friend David Wilson at Toyota of Orange. And, of course, David, owner of the Wilson Automotive Group and great supporters of the show. We've got Toyota of Orange, Villa Ford of Orange, and South Bay Toyota. But Robert Householder is the fleet manager at Toyota of Orange right there at Tustin and Catella. And he joins us right now because I had a great experience there at Toyota of Orange with my youngest son a week ago last night. Robert, good morning. Thanks for making time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, you know, I owned a beer bar for a lot of years, and I used to tell my employees, we're all pretty much selling the same stuff here. You know, these brands, we don't have any exclusivity and so on and so forth. But what we can improve upon and be better than everybody at is creating that atmosphere. And I'm talking about you read the room, you get the right kind of music going, and you keep the conversation light. And before you know it, you know, you got the bar filling in, people having a good time. I want you to explain, what are the keys to David Wilson's success? I know one of them is he takes care of his employees, Robert.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. The Wilson philosophy is take care of your employees, and they will take care of your customers.
I mean, it's pretty simple, huh?
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And you talk about the vibe, you know, when you go into a business and you see the employees are dressed professionally.
Thank you.
They're doing the right things. They're helping the customers. They're meeting and greeting. They're doing all the things that you have to do in a day's business. And people sense that, and they feel that, and that's what Wilson Automotive dealerships do day in and day out.
I'll tell you what you feel over there at Toyota of Orange. Hey, I bought a car at Newport Lexus back in October. There's a sense of teamwork. In other words, hey, we'll get you somebody, don't worry, and you're acknowledged. People are dealt with forthrightly. Let's face it, Robert, you guys aren't the only people selling Camrys and Tacomas and Tundras and so on. But you just got to try and be better, and it's the customer experience. Let me ask you this. I should have texted you in advance. What percentage of your daily business would you say are either repeat customers or referred by existing customers, Robert?
It's got to be at this point. The store's been there over 50 years. And as you say, I've been there. I'm enjoying my 40th year this August. But it's probably 40% plus.
Exactly. And that... it's just all the testimony, the evidence you need that people who deal at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange and any of his stores, they're treated right. There's follow up, and I mean, let's in this day and age of the internet and everything, pricing is pricing, but it's everything else that you want in a dealership. You know, you can contact the person you dealt with, and they're going to address any and all concerns you've got.
Exactly, and customers want to see that same face. They want to get that handshake from the same person, and that's what they enjoy. They enjoy coming back to the dealership, seeing the same people, and they feel that sense of family, and they have a great experience.
Robert, the first car I bought from you guys, and I had Vladimir Serin got it, you know, and David and Holly Wilson, they are great supporters of racing here in California for so many years. I can remember him winning the Hollywood Gold Cup. I think it was a horse named Pioneering. Victor Espinosa ride him. And David Wilson was on cloud nine, no question about it. But my first experience down there, I think I bought a 2005 Camry off you. And he directed me to one Robert Householder.
Yep.
And I've been back a number of times since. As you know, my youngest son, Matt, he's active duty Navy, and it was incredible how you guys welcomed him with just open arms. You had an active duty military discount for the Navy and sat him down, and I mean, he felt like he was 10 feet tall driving home.
And you know, Mike, we try to do that. That's what we try to do every day. Is just
exactly.
Make them feel at home, you know.
Yeah. You're breaking up just a little bit there, Robert. Also, listen, anybody comes in the rest of the month, if they mention Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Robert, I'm told maybe you'll add $1,500 to the sticker price. I'm just kidding, of course. But I think we lost him.
I'm sorry, Mike, you broke up there.
Yeah. Well, what I said was, and it was tongue-in-cheek, for the remainder of March, if anybody comes into your store and mentions they heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles, you'll go ahead and add $1,500 to their sticker price.
Oh, that's funny, Mike. That's funny.
You'll take that deal. Hey, Robert, you've been at it now 40 years there at Toyota of Orange. What is your suggestion to people looking for a new or previously owned Toyota? How should they begin to go about it?
Well, typically, the industry shows that the customer goes on the internet, they look at the different manufacturers of vehicles, mm-hmm. they start to focus on one, they find what they like, and then they contact the dealership. Typically, it all starts out in the internet.
And then let's say you don't happen to have the model they're looking for, you can address that pretty quickly as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And talk about your truck inventory. I know the Tacoma is such a hot seller, and the bigger one is the Tundra. I know you guys sell a ton of Camrys and so on, but what about the truck line?
Yeah, the new 2024 Tacoma is all new and redesigned. It's a great-looking vehicle. It's got a lot of excitement. Toyota's doing their best to try to produce them and get them to the dealers as quickly as possible. There's a little slow coming in right now, but we've got bunches in the pipeline.
Terrific. Hey, Robert, again, thanks for the great experience a week ago yesterday there at Toyota of Orange, and I would encourage anybody, and I really mean it, get into David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, and you'll find out why they've been number one in Orange County for so, so many years. Robert, have a great day, my man.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
To see you here at Angel Stadium.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling good about Ron Washington and the kind of spring they're having over there. Thanks so much, Robert.
Thank you. Take care, Mike.
You bet. All right, we're going to go ahead and do we have Dan Sanchez from the South Point? Okay, good enough. Hey, Dan, good morning. I know it's a little bit busy up there.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
A whole lot, but I know it's busy up there with March Madness.
Oh, indeed. We are gearing up for Selection Sunday. It's going to be a big one. Everybody excited. It is actually it takes longer, but it brings in about twice as much money as the Super Bowl, actually.
And isn't that something? And you know, we've got a national handicapping tournament up there as well. You're probably not able to watch FanDuel these days. You're so busy, but they're doing live updates from the Horseshoe Las Vegas with Dave Weaver. So, I mean, that town's got to be pretty full.
Oh, yeah. We're really getting into the season now, you know, as we get into spring and summer, everybody's on vacations. But we've got the basketball coming in. It's just going to draw. The next 3 weeks are just going to be packed. I mean, we've been sold out for quite some time now. So I don't know. If you haven't already made plans, I'm not sure how easy it's going to be to get here.
Do you have a game we can get involved with today?
Yeah, actually I do. I think that we can. Let me grab my sheet here real quick. I like the Pittsburgh Penguins over the Detroit Red Wings today. The Red Wings did not look good beating Buffalo yesterday. They're on the road on a travel day. I like Pittsburgh.
Okay, and what's the line there?
The Penguins are a -140 favorite today.
Okay, and you say go ahead and do it. The Penguins over the Red Wings. Folks, give Dan's boss Steve Johnson a call there in the race book. Toll free 866-780-RACE, and you can get yourself a room reservation, I think, after the dust clears with March Madness. But get up to the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. It is just an absolutely tremendous facility. The race and sports books are separated, and you'll quite often find our good friend John Lindo there. His Lindo Report is available free of charge to everybody at the South Point. Dan, thanks so much. We'll try and get lucky with the Pittsburgh Penguins today.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Have a good day, both.
All right. We'll step aside, coming back strong with John Lindo. And then Michael Rona pinch hitting for Orlando Gutierrez today. Folks, a programming note, Kevin Modesty doing a great job covering racing now for the Southern California News Group. He's with us top of the hour. And Santa Anita current leading trainer Doug O'Neill going to be right after him. Then it's Andy Harrington with National Turf. A ton of shows straight ahead. Don't go away. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles on Angels Radio AM 830 and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today is highlighted by the $100,000 Irish O'Brien Stakes. We will continue our St. Patrick's Day weekend celebration with our $30,000 Pot of Gold promotion, where first reward members can select one envelope from the $30,000 Pot of Gold with prizes ranging from a minimum of $5 all the way up to $1,000, and one lucky fan could take home the grand prize of $5,000. Today, we will host a special jockey signing and print giveaway, with the first 1,000 fans in attendance receiving a free Santa Anita Jockey Colony print with paid admission. The jockeys will be on hand to sign those prints from 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. in the East Paddock Garden. And mark your calendars, as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. Free contests, classic meet wagers, fun for the whole family, and world-class racing right here at Santa Anita Park. It's the great race place.
Attention, California owners and breeders. If you're looking to improve the way you operate and a way to successfully approach and assess all major sales in Kentucky, if you're looking for new and better opportunities to own, breed, and race, take a look at Endeavor Farm, located on 185 acres in Versailles, Kentucky, in the heart of the bluegrass. Owned by longtime and highly respected Southern California owner-trainer Mark Sakalakis, Endeavor Farm can put you in the game, participating at all major sales with a foundational basis and strategy for getting your babies ready, for devising breeding strategies with ready access to a wide variety of some of the world's top stallions and breeding farms. Fellow owners and breeders, it's obvious our industry in California is at a turning point. Let Mark Sakalakis and his highly skilled team of men and women point you to a better and potentially more profitable future at Endeavor Farm in Versailles, Kentucky. Visit EndeavorFarmKY.com now, and you can make your first move to a brighter future in thoroughbred racing. That's EndeavorFarmKY.com.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room, located at Fairplex Park, is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's Primos is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, folks. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles on this St. Patrick's Day everywhere. Hope you're having a great weekend. We talk often about Western Rooter, great supporters of the show. I just want you to go to their website, westernrooter.com, and you can meet the owners right there. Larry and John Batala, along with Mike Glenn, family-owned, community-trusted since 1981. If you go to Western Rooter, you're going to find more than 400 five-star reviews. I mean, what they do speaks for itself. Same day, emergency plumbing services in Arcadia and across the San Gabriel Valley, commercial, residential, they do it all. And as I often say, and I know from personal experience, on time and under budget, that's Western Rooter, the best in the West. Let's get down to Carlsbad right now and say hello to John Lindo. John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. Just another massive effort from the Chosen Vron. He's got 16 wins from 21 starts. 15 of those 16 wins have come in stakes, and yesterday it was the Grade 3 San Carlos at 7 furlongs.
Yeah, he's only won 11 of his last 12 races, all stakes races. Huh. From the rail yesterday, jockey Hector Barros didn't give the others any chance to put him in a box or squeeze him off. He just put the Chosen Vron on the lead. And, like we talked about before, Mike, you get this horse and somebody's going to try and hook him or go with him, he looks him in the eye and that's enough. I mean, he just has the heart of a champion. And I really, really enjoy watching this horse run. I love the job that Eric Pearljack has done managing this horse. Sprinkling in the cowbred races with the graded stakes races, he keeps his horse fresh. He's a six-year-old, and he got 101 buyer speed figure for winning the San Carlos yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And he's the kind of horse, even if, guys that try to beat him, he's the kind of horse, I think, even when you lose, you got to tip your cap to him. I mean, he's just something else.
You know you're going to be in a race because he's not going to just hand anything to you. He's going to give you 110%, and these are the kind of horses, again, as a young guy growing up that I became fans of, and you got to see them a lot, and it's great to see him, for so many consecutive seasons out at the racetrack.
No question about it, and his earnings well over $1 million now, John. Do you have the numbers there, the updated numbers?
It's right around $1.3 million so far for the Chosen Vron. He's not done yet either.
No, and, Eric Kruljack, understandably so, a little bit emotional right after the race. What a job he's done with him. We had the big CDBA awards dinner and annual banquet this past Tuesday at the La Meridian in Arcadia. I know Frank Miramati emceed it. So, I tell you what, John, we're very proud to have Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch in support of Thoroughbred Los Angeles each weekend as well. They got a couple of very hot commodities up there, Straight Fire and a Clubhouse Ride. He just pretty much lays over the field here in California.
Well, by unofficial count, Mike, I think Clubhouse Ride has produced 19 winners at this meet already.
Phenomenal.
That's unbelievable. And he's got a chance to add that total today. They have a Legacy Ranch Homebred in race number three, 2x4 bike clubhouse ride, and he's sitting on a big race, so he could notch another one. You know, 20 wins by one stallion, and it's only March. That would be unbelievable.
I've never seen it. I don't think I recall that, John. Do you? And we're not even running 5 days a week.
I don't know. You know, we saw the horses like Unusual Heat get on a roll, but this is just unbelievable. And the thing about clubhouse ride, dirt, turf, short, long, it doesn't seem to matter. That you can run them anywhere you want, and they're going to fire.
Exactly. Hey, John, I know you're coming up to Santa Anita today. We're gonna toast to a guy who we were all, you know, in close proximity to and with over a number of years here on the circuit in Southern California. Jerry Antonucci, who I first became familiar with in print when he was with the old LA Herald Examiner beginning in the early 70s. And then as I started working in the game, he was a guy that was always very accessible, a great X's and O's type handicapper. He did the Today's Racing Digest seminars out in the East Paddock Gardens for a number of years. Always had, good guests. I remember one time he had Ross Fenstermaker out there, and I was just a fan, I think, back about 1984. And Ross, I'll never forget her name. He liked a filly that he had named Vamp of Savannah. I couldn't tell you who rode her, but she won that day and paid like $90, you know. So I had a couple dollars courtesy of Jerry's seminar, but just knowing Jerry over the years, a solid guy, and all the best to him and his family. And his widow, Bonnie, will be on hand today at Santa Anita. So looking forward to honoring Jerry. And we've named the sixth race in honor of Jerry Antonucci.
Yeah, I'm glad that's being done. And, back before there were all the replays accessible to everybody and all the stats and everything else, that LA Herald Examiner page with Jerry Antonucci and the Professor Gordon Jones, I learned a lot about handicapping from these guys, just reading them day in and day out, and the angles and the thought processes. I did a number of the seminars in the East Paddock Gardens with Jerry. Fun to work with him. Enjoyed it quite a bit, and looking forward to seeing Bonnie today and just celebrating his life. And you got to do it at the racetrack because that's where Jerry was.
That's where he spent a good portion of his life, no question. California breds in today's Irish O'Brien. Do you have any strong opinion here, John?
Hung a nose on Chancery Way and a head on Stay and Scam. That was back in January in the Sunshine Philly and Mare Turf. And I tell you what, I think it's a rematch of all three. I'm going to give a little shot to Stay and Scam to turn the tables. She got floated a little bit wide cross in the dirt last time when she was beaten the head. She's drawn inside of Chancery Way. I think that'll help her save some ground. And Rose Maddox benefited last time by getting a perfect trip in a very evenly matched field. I'll just take the value, 5-1 on the program. That's number three, Stay and Scam, in a good race, the Irish O'Brien.
5-1, Mario Gutierrez for Redham Racing, and Doug O'Neill, who's going to be joining us a little bit later on, John. I mentioned that your sheet, the Linda Report, is available up at the South Point. They, of course, are jammed. How long is Bob Ike, your regular co-host, going to be up in Vegas?
I think he's back today. I think he'll be back for Jerry's celebration of life today at Santa Anita.
Terrific.
So. Yeah, and we'll get some stories from him off the air.
And those are always the best, right, John?
We can't print it. We know that.
Yeah, one last thing, and I brought this up with John Hardoon, and I don't want to be negative, but the payoffs on those some of those exotics from the big, big tote mishap last Saturday at Tampa Bay Downs at It just, as Jay Privman outlined yesterday with you, it just didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. Do you think there's any shot whatsoever of that being, readdressed?
I don't know what the Florida rules are, so it's tough for me to say. You look at it from a common sense standpoint, and like Jay mentioned, if they're considering the race a no contest, well, I don't think the race fits that context because they did run the race. Nothing was stopped. The horses weren't impeded. Like I said, it wasn't a gate malfunction or anything like that. So the race was run. The results were official. So you think that those pools that were wagered into, they weren't impacted by the outing, should have been paid off like they were.
Yeah. That just seems to make sense. Hey, John, always a pleasure, and enjoy you and Bob Eichen on occasion. Jay Privman right here in this space from 9 to 10 every Saturday. Thanks so much.
You got it. Good luck today.
All right, we'll see you at the races, John Lindo. And now we get over to Los Alamitos Racecourse. Orlando Gutierrez, I don't know if he's on assignment or what the deal is. I did have advance notification. In his stead is going to be the voice of Los Alamitos, Michael Rona, this morning. Hey, Michael, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mike. Yes, in fact, Orlando is assignment. It's the weekend of the annual AQHA convention. That's the National Quarter Horse Racing Body, the American Quarter Horse Association. And Orlando and Ed Burgard are both in attendance in Las Vegas. There's plenty happening in Vegas this weekend in the realm of horse racing.
Yeah, that's great. You've got eight of them tonight. You get underway at 6:10 p.m., and you save the best for last, and the race is named in honor of a really, really good horse. It's the $40,000 Moonist, three-year-olds and up at 400 yards, Michael.
Yeah, what a wonderful horse he was. From 2013 through 2016, he won 24 of 34 career starts.
Wow.
He's one of only eight quarter horses to reach 12 stakes victories at Los Alamitos. He became the first horse to win four derbies in a single season. He was a multiple grade one winner as a four-year-old and then ran second in the Champion of Champions. He was trained by the now retired John Cooper, who said that he considered Moonist the John Henry of quarter horse racing.
I remember and, that.
Yeah, and there's an annual award given out called the Moonist Award for a horse who has excelled across the entire season, racing consistently at a high level, right across the season. And that award for 2023 was won by a horse called He's Chickless, who's owned by Gerald Hartley. Gerald and her late husband Ron were the owners of Moonist.
Hmm.
And here is He's Chickless turning up as the morning line favorite in tonight's feature. So it's a wonderful tie-in, Mike. If He's Chickless can get the money here in the Moonist Stakes, he'll be carrying the same colors as the great horse for the ownership of Gerald Hartley.
Nine to five on the line, and race eight, the Moonist, goes at 9:26 tonight. Michael, you've been hot on radio on Saturdays with Bob Ike and John Lindo. Before I get your radio pick today, I just want to ask you, about race calling a little bit. Obviously, you started out in Australia. You came to Hollywood Park, I believe, in 91 or 92, the understudy to a legend in Australia named John Tapp, and you've worked all over the country now. But your first experience calling a quarter horse race, did that come on the Northern California Fairs, Michael?
No, it actually happened at Lone Star Park, where I worked for five seasons, and they had a thoroughbred meet in the spring and a dedicated quarter horse meet in the fall. I was there for 5 years at the beginning of this century, so I had a good taste of it there. A couple of other tracks that I've worked at have had a sprinkling of quarter horse racing, including up at the Sonoma County Fair, where I announced for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always had some connection to it, an interest in it, but obviously that's been elevated dramatically since the appointment at Los Al. But they are exhilarating athletes, Mike. I've really taken to the sport, to the breed. I find it quite a thrilling spectacle.
No doubt about it. And when you're there in person, I mean, anybody who's ever been there for the Champion of Champions and you're standing on the apron, you just never forget it. Anyway, Michael, you got eight of them tonight. Can we make some money for our listeners?
Well, in race six was around the turn, around the hook at 1,000 yards, a condition-claiming race. How about Vegas Dream? Not just for the omen of everything going on in Las Vegas this weekend, but form-wise, I think it's a nice spot for her because she took a lot of inside pressure last time out when faltering late. She had won her previous two. I think from the outside post position, she's going to get a very nice, cozy trip and be tough to beat. She's 3-1 on Ed's morning line. I think that's reasonable value for a horse who can make her own luck for trainer Angela Aquino and jockey Eric Garcia. Number six in race six.
And race six, you can catch it live, folks, on FanDuel, 8:30 Pacific. And you guys get underway tonight at 6:10 Pacific, an eight race card at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Michael, I know it's a little bit of a chore getting up early on the weekend after being there late. Really, really appreciate it. All the best to you. Look forward to catching you live on FanDuel tonight.
Thanks so much. My pleasure, Mike.
You bet. Michael Rona with us from Los Alamitos, and we will step aside, and we're going to be coming back with Toby Terrell. Millie Ball, unavailable this morning. She's on her way or is already over in her native England. So Toby Terrell running the anchor lap. We'll be back with him. Don't forget Kevin Modesty with the Southern California News Group joins us top of the hour, and Doug O'Neill follows him along with Andy Harrington from National Turf. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today is highlighted by the $100,000 Irish O'Brien Stakes. We will continue our St. Patrick's Day weekend celebration with our $30,000 Pot of Gold promotion, where first reward members can select one envelope from the $30,000 Pot of Gold with prizes ranging from a minimum of $5 all the way up to $1,000, and one lucky fan could take home the grand prize of $5,000. Today, we will host a special jockey signing and print giveaway with the first 1,000 fans in attendance receiving a free Santa Anita Jockey Colony print with paid admission. The jockeys will be on hand to sign those prints from 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. in the East Paddock Garden. And mark your calendars, as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. Free contests, classic meet wagers, fun for the whole family, and world-class racing right here at Santa Anita Park. It's the great race place.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Hi, Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
Attention, California owners and breeders. If you're looking to improve the way you operate and a way to successfully approach and assess all major sales in Kentucky, if you're looking for new and better opportunities to own, breed, and race, take a look at Endeavor Farm, located on 185 acres in Versailles, Kentucky, in the heart of the Bluegrass. Owned by longtime and highly respected Southern California owner-trainer Mark Sakalakis, Endeavor Farm can put you in the game, participating at all major sales with a foundational basis and strategy for getting your babies ready, for devising breeding strategies with ready access to a wide variety of some of the world's top stallions and breeding farms. Fellow owners and breeders, it's obvious our industry in California is at a turning point. Let Mark Sakalakis and his highly skilled team of men and women point you to a better and potentially more profitable future at Endeavor Farm in Versailles, Kentucky. Visit EndeavorFarmKY.com now, and you can make your first move to a brighter future in thoroughbred racing. That's EndeavorFarmKY.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Just got a note from our line maker, John White. Pete Erton, Stay Hot, winner of yesterday's ungraded Pasadena Stakes, won by a head under Antonio Fresu, going a mile on grass. She got an 86 buyer, according to John, and looks like she's got a very bright future indeed. As does the Santa Anita Handicap winner, Newgate, for Mr. Bob Baffert, Santa Anita's all-time leading stakes-winning conditioner. Newgate worked a bullet 5-H yesterday in 58 and a fifth, and apparently it's on to the Dubai World Cup. Right now, let's get up to Santa Anita and say hello to Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. Hi, Toby. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
It looks like the light bulb has gone on with Newgate, huh?
Well, yeah, there's no slowing him down right now, that's for sure. He was outside in company yesterday with Mr. Fisk and a good horse in his own right. But you could just tell he had more horse and he was very determined down the lane.
Exactly, and understand Tim Yachtin's good filly, Big Pond, is going to be heading to Keeneland on April 6th for the Grade 1 $600,000 Madison. So obviously a lot going on this time of the year, and that's why I encourage everybody, if you want to get some jockey autographs, now's the time to do it. From 11:30 to 12:15 this morning, the first 1,000 fans, they get that free Santa Anita Jockey Colony poster, and you can get a whole bunch of autographs. There'll be some guys going out of town after the Derby to points eastward. Toby, who's your best bet for radio today on this St. Patrick's Day?
Well, you know, I just realized this just now. That's a little slow. My mind's working. But the first race, I think we have a big knockout blow here with the number six horse, Irish Rose. How about that?
Well, that'll work.
It just... Everything came together here.
Neil,
this filly actually, believe it or not, we gave her out a year ago, and we're sticking right with her. Now she's got more speed, and she's cutting back, and she's training like she's ready to win. So, Irish Rose.
8-1. Hector Berrios had a hot hand of late. You think of the chosen run, conditioned by the Hall of Famer Neil Drysdale. That's going to be Toby Terrell's best bet for radio. First post time today at 1 o'clock. It'll be the best $5 you spend going to the races today at Santa Anita. That's winner's card, the yellow sheet by Toby Terrell, or you can get it online at casetherace.com. Toby, have a great day. Good luck.
Okay, Mike.
Appreciate it. We'll step aside and come back strong. Kevin Modesty, Doug O'Neill, Andy Harrington, all in the first 30 minutes. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's. You'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody. If you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today is highlighted by the $100,000 Irish O'Brien Stakes. We will continue our St. Patrick's Day weekend celebration with our $30,000 Pot of Gold promotion, where first reward members can select one envelope from the $30,000 Pot of Gold with prizes ranging from a minimum of $5 all the way up to $1,000, and one lucky fan could take home the grand prize of $5,000. Today, we will host a special jockey signing and print giveaway, with the first 1,000 fans in attendance receiving a free Santa Anita Jockey Colony print with paid admission. The jockeys will be on hand to sign those prints from 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. in the East Paddock Garden. And mark your calendars, as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. Free contests, classic meet wagers, fun for the whole family, and world-class racing right here at Santa Anita Park. It's the great race place.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. the Rags and Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Rags and Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire Clubhouse Ride and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you very much, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hope you're off to a great start this St. Patrick's Day weekend. And if you'd like to include us at Santa Anita, hey, first post time today, 1 o'clock, gates open 11, traditional St. Patrick's Day feature, California-bred fillies and mares coming down the hillside turf at about 6.5 furlongs. That is the $100,000 Irish O'Brien. And we mentioned earlier this pot of gold contest that we're putting on today, $30,000. It's for first rewards members only. Come on out early. Go over to the Kingsbury Fountain. You can sign up free of charge, and you'll have it all done within a couple of minutes, and you'll be eligible for a first prize of $5,000. So a lot to look forward to today, and a lot to look forward to in the Southern California News Group papers each and every racing day and more here in Southern California. We lost Art Wilson tragically a couple of weeks ago, but it's just unbelievable. Kevin Modesty, who has done a number of things in print over the years, available off the bench and really wanted to cover racing full-time again, and we are so glad to have him. Kevin Modesty, good morning. It's great to have you with us here on this Thanksgiving, on this St. Patrick's Day morning, sir.
Good morning, Mike. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, really enjoying your work on Fridays, and of course, Art Wilson for so many years had his Friday column, but you're doing a little bit more. To me, it's just a great way for people to kind of, you know, stay in touch with what is actually going on. You've got out of the gate Santa Anita leaders, jockeys, trainers. You got the weekend stakes schedule at Santa Anita, and then bullet point down the stretch. It kind of reads like an old Alan Malamud column where you've got just thumbnail facts. And as you know, Kevin, these kind of items, they get read a lot. It's quick, brief, and there's a ton of information there. Thank you so, so much.
Well, I'm glad it's appreciated. You know, the goal is in that Friday column and the, you know, the notes and nuts and bolts sidebar that goes with it, is to catch people up on what's been happening in racing and then get them ready for the weekend. It's pretty much as simple as that. You know, the Southern California News Group papers, Daily News, the Orange County Register, the San Gabriel Valley Tribune, eight other papers throughout Southern California, remain committed to horse racing coverage and to sports coverage in general at a time when you can't necessarily count on your morning paper having last night's games and box scores and standings and such. The SCNG papers still do, and racing is part of that. So there's my Friday racing column. There will be race and news coverage by me. And then a full handicap by Bob Mazursky every day online is a consensus box with picks from Bob, Eddie Wilson, Terry Terrell, and myself. It's not quite like the old days where I literally did cover it full time and every day, but you know, racing is getting its respect in these newspapers.
Big time.
I hope people take notice and will support the effort. And by the way, I just want to give people my Twitter handle, which is simply at Kevin Modesty, and direct messages should be open, so I'll welcome suggestions and comments and questions. Let's make this a conversation with fans and readers.
Kevin, hope you're having fun with it. I assume you are. Your first column since coming back full-time a week ago Friday, you honed in on one Edwin Maldonado. And, you know, we saw what he did on Big Cap Day in the Buena Vista gate-to-wire effort on a filly that she's a little tough to manage, as you know. But I really enjoyed that column. And you kind of pinned Edwin down because, you know, hey, he got typecast early on as a speed jock, and he wants to be more than that. You're looking for good horses to ride and so on. But, hey, being tagged, as you pointed out, a speed jock, not such a bad thing. Ask the likes of Johnny Longdon and, you know, Pat Valenzuela, who, as you also pointed out, his troubles didn't come because he was tagged a front-running guy. They came off the track. Gary Stevens, another guy as effective as anybody with horses on the lead and getting them comfortable. I really, really enjoyed that column.
Thank you. That's the kind of story I like to tell and that we writers can tell in horse racing more easily than in some other sports. I've always found jockeys fun to talk with. They're smart. They have to be smart, and they're good at talking about what they do, right?
Yeah.
And then this was just a great example. Edwin explaining a little bit, how do you ride a front running horse? It's not as easy as as it looks from the stands, and so I hope to do more of those and take advantage of the fact that the racing people are relatively accessible. I mean, with your help, I was able to get Edwin on the phone about 12 hours after having the idea to talk with him, right? Try doing that as a sports writer. Try getting the, what, fifth, sixth top athlete in town in any other sport that quickly and that easily. So, you know, there's my pitch.
Well,
for the media to write more about racing.
Well, thank you. But even with Steve Brenner, you're not going to get to that high echelon that quick. He'll get you there eventually, you know. But
precisely.
Well, thanks for saying that, Kevin. It's very, very kind of you. Your work speaks for itself. Now, your column on Friday, you pointed out that, look, we've had an inordinate amount of favorites winning at this winter meet, Santa Anita. I believe 46% coming into this meet. And I think the day your column ran, it was like 60%. Was it five out of the eight winners were the first choice in the off odds? So it's just a situation, a variety of factors, as you found out, Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, another kind of story I like to write is trends, and especially trends that impact the fans, the bettors, right? That's kind of what this is all about.
Exactly.
You know, it's, gosh, what a glaring statistic, 46%. Mm-hmm. The historic benchmark is sort of 33%. No other track around the country is in the 40s right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one factor is kind of obvious, smaller fields, but it's some factors that spring from that I think have contributed to that. And one of them that might be playing into it this year at this track more than before is just the run of bad weather, where it's limited training for some horses and made them less available for races. Unfortunately, you know, a high favorites winning percentage in this case probably is a reflection of racing that's not as competitive as Santa Anita would like it to be or fans mm-hmm. would like.
No question that the depth is not where we want it to be, Kevin. Got to acknowledge that, you know.
I mean, the weather situation should improve, needless to say, as we get into the spring, and also as Santa Anita starts to be able to host workouts on the all-weather training track. We'll see how big an impact that has. But that's a number that really reflects a lot of the larger issues facing racing in California right now.
Oh, and there's no shortage of those, Kevin. Listen, our time is about up, but you got a busy week ahead. We've got what could be a momentous CHRB dates meeting coming up this coming Thursday, the 21st. There's a group from Northern California making a big case for year-round stabling at racing, I guess, at Pleasanton. And I know, you're going to be involved in all of that. There's a lot yet to shake out. Kevin, really enjoy your work and be looking for that column on Friday and much more. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. It's been my pleasure.
All right, Kevin Modesty from the Southern California News Group, which includes the LA Daily News, Long Beach Independent, Pasadena Star News, San Gabriel Valley Tribune, and much, much more. Joining us now, Santa Anita's leading trainer, 25 wins coming into today. He's on the Hall of Fame ballot again, Doug O'Neill. Hey, Doug, good morning. How are you?
Hey, great, Mike. How are you?
Good. I've got Jake Rich here. I was telling Jake earlier, you may not know this, Doug, but I'm a little bit in tune with your musical preferences and so on. Jake, do you have that song that I was pretty sure Doug wanted to hear? Stand by. Do you got it, Jake? Good enough.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Back up the truck. Let's get some pizza. Hey, Doug, thanks for the support, man. I thought you'd like
that. Thank you, brother. Who needs Rolling Stones when you're going to listen to that? I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I swear, we've got a bump with it. The sales have gone up this last week. I can't take you enough. And so proud of Daniel. He's working his butt off, and we've got a horse owner and a friend, Neil Haynes, who has some Little Caesars, and he was very instrumental in helping us get this one, and just love the area, love it. So thank you so much.
Well, I went over there a week ago yesterday, and your pricing, I don't know how anybody could beat that, and the pizza is fresh. It's really good. Yeah. Hey, let's talk turkey. Before we get to Stay and Scam, in today's Irish O'Brien, Doug, and I think she's got a huge chance. She loves the hill. Not too often on this circuit, especially now, you see a five-year-old first-time starter. That's what you've got in the first race, Special Flower, and you get a guy by the name of Pratt. So I know you had to tell his agent, Brad Pegram, hey, I think you want to ride this mare. She's training pretty good. And with March Madness upon us, she's owned in part by a guy named George Hicker, who played college basketball, D1 basketball at Syracuse University back in the day, as it were, with a guy named Dave Beng, who went on to a Hall of Fame career with the Pistons. Tell us about Special Flower, number 8 in race 1.
Yeah, she's a nice mare. Actually, Antonio Fresco has worked her the last couple times for us. And when I told his agent, Tom Canuse, where we were going, he was like, oh, God, I'm stuck there. He had already given the mount away. But Antonio has really liked this mare, and she's training really well. We got her from Marty Jones in early February, and she came over pretty fit and ready, and we've had a few extra work. So love the outside post. I think she's got a big, big chance in here.
Well, I tell you what, that'd be a great way for an Irishman such as yourself to kick off this St. Patrick's Day. Speaking of that, Doug, one thing I love about y'all is your whole approach. You guys have your own suite. It's basically on the wire. And, I mean, you have a good time. You're out here. You're going to do a lot of losing in this game of horse racing. Let's just try and have some fun while we're doing it. And, obviously, the objective is to win. But let's have fun, win, lose, draw.
100%. I mean, we love our horses and just like to celebrate every day of all the men and women like us who have chosen to work alongside horses for a living, and we do. We've got a group of us share Suite 1 here at San Anita and just have a heck of a time and enjoy every day out here.
Doug, I want to ask you about a couple of owners that you've had some fun with here in the past year or so, they being Mick Cronin and Chip Kelly. Now, Chip, no longer at UCLA. He's gone back, I think, to Ohio State to be the offensive coordinator. But Mick is still in on some horses, correct? And what about Chip Kelly?
Yeah. Both of them love the ponies. And Chip was just out here the other day with some of his assistants that are with UCLA who are also going to Ohio State with him. But I think Chip, I've never really talked that much football with him, but I think, like a lot of these college coaches, the NIL thing just was – not something he signed up for. And
it's unbelievable.
When you think shaking hands, kissing babies, you don't think Chip Kelly. When you think X's and O's and offensive genius, you think of Chip Kelly. And that's really what he wanted to focus on, and not all the other stuff that's going along with the sport. And Mick Cronin, the same way. He's such an intense, studies films. He's a gym rat. You know, that's all he does. That's all he's known. And now, God, like him too, he's going to have to start kissing babies and shaking hands.
I know.
But, so it's frustrating. Two great men, great coaches, and man, as good as they are in their sports, they love our great sport of horse racing.
And I love that. And back to the NIL, an entire situation, Nick Saban, case in point. If that guy doesn't have some credibility, nobody does. And he's all over the place talking about it. And coaching at the college level is I guess it's just never going to be the same. Hey, back to your stable. You've also got an outfit called Purple Rain, and I think it's Janie Buss, Jeannie's sister, right? She was in the Winner's Circle last weekend with you.
Janie's awesome. The whole Buss family, they love the horses as well, and Janie is probably the biggest, and Jim, their brother Jim, love the ponies like their late father did, and yeah, she claimed that Mucho de Oro and gave him a bunch of time off, and just to see him come back and do what he's done is awesome. In fact, she was here that day. It was awesome. So, it was a fun day last weekend out here.
Hey, Doug, as you know, any exposure, this game, if we can get it with other major sports, it's all good. I mean, it's huge, and nobody's done a better job with that than one Doug O'Neill. Let's go to the Irish O'Brien. We can't talk about all six of your horses, but Stay and Scam. You're back to the hill today. She's never been off the board in three starts, a win, a second, and a third. And X's and O's wise, have you looked at this race?
I have, yeah. And she continues to train well. She's just so darn consistent. She's got good little spacing from her last race. So, you know, I look at her sitting just in off the pace. Looks like the Antonio's horse, the four horse, is going to probably be on the front. And hopefully Mario's sitting in just behind. And I like our chances.
Last thing, Doug, you know, it's obviously the breeding season. You think of Nyquist. Would you win the 15 or was it the 2016 Derby with Nyquist?
2016.
And he is just a tour de force at stud right now. We think of Nysos for Bob Baffert, out of training for the time being and so on. But your take on Nyquist, and are you going to be getting some of his babies here in the months to come?
I hope so, yeah. He was such a brilliant racehorse, and you're seeing him in the breeding shed, too. He's just such a, he's leaving a mark as a tremendous stallion. So it's just great to see him do it on the track. And as a sire, they couldn't be more proud. And, yeah, Paul still has, like, seven or eight breedings to Nyquist, so hopefully we'll get a couple of those. And
They're
the turf, dirt, synthetic, long, short, you name it. They're freaks, and just like he was.
No doubt about it. Doug O'Neill, man, Thanks for the time. Thanks for everything you do for this game. And we're trying to spread the word. Save a taco, eat a pizza out of Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Thank you, Doug.
You're the best. Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right, Doug O'Neill from Santa Anita. We stay at the Great Race Place and check in with one of the most highly respected private clockers in America, Andy Harrington from National Turf. Hey, Andy, good morning. I gather it's been a pretty busy week, huh?
Yeah, no, I think we're starting to kind of level out in the work pattern. But, you know, largely because of the rains, you know, we've had some cancellations midweek, you know, as far as the works are concerned, midweek that the horses are all kind of stacked up on the weekends, and that's pretty much true. But most, the way the trainers train these days, they usually, their last work is maybe 7-8 days out of the race, or sometimes 6, which means that if they're running on the weekend, they're going to work the previous weekend. So most trainers kind of fall into this kind of weekend pattern.
Speaking of which, Newgate, I mentioned earlier, a bullet 5-8 yesterday, 58-1, I think it was, for Bob Baffert. Winner of the Santa Anita Handicap, he's headed to the Dubai World Cup. Your take on Newgate and how he's come out of the big cap?
Yesterday's drill was fantastic. Big gallop out, typical Bob Baffert gallop out. I was very impressed by the big cap win. On the backside, he was sort of between horses, and you know, it looked like he was in a little bit of trouble. I don't know if he's going to catch the leader. He showed a lot of guts to like kick it in the last bit. I thought the saddle horse at Sanidar was home free, and he showed a lot of guts. Well, he's going into the race in the Middle East in pretty good fashion. I don't think there's any excuses on the fitness side for sure.
And Andy, I meant to mention this much earlier. Speaking of the Middle East and big races, Senior Buscador, trained by Todd Fincher, winner of that $20 million Saudi Cup with Junior Alvarado. And it was announced a couple of days ago that Junior is the winner of the 2024 George Wolf Memorial Jockey Award. And it was gratifying for a guy like me to see his quotes. This award, for people that aren't around these jocks, it remains a big, big deal. It was first awarded to Gordon Glisson at Santa Anita back in 1950. And it wasn't always voted on by the jocks, but it is now. And that makes it worth even more. And you can only win it once. What a great compliment to the great run that Junior Alvarado is on, Andy.
Yeah. Trying to get show them that kind of respect by your peers, the ones who know, you know, the trials and tribulations of being a jock, just the, the amount of injuries that they oftentimes incur, just the long days, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And, I'm sure it's got to just be much, much more of a deep-meaning award than something voted on by the press or the fans.
Yeah, you know, the daily grind, and you're being feted by the guys that know who you are and what you do. That's a hell of an honor. Andy, we would like to cash a ticket or two today. Any advice for our listening audience somewhere on the nine race program?
That go to the fifth race, which is a turf sprint, relatively full field. The horse I really like is near the two horses, two horse McKinnon for the Doug O'Neill barn. It trained really well. It got thrown to the wolves in the grade one kill row, ran until about the, about the 3/16th pole.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't abused late, drops back into a sprint, which I think it's really what it ultimately wants to do. He's always been a very willing workhorse. I've seen him gallop. He hasn't worked since the race, but he's looked good on the track. At 5-1 in here, he'll probably get a good inside draw down the backside, and hopefully we can get up and get the money at 5-1. The number two horse in here, the fifth race, McKinnon.
Well, that was a tough assignment off at 32.5-1 in the grade one kill row off a 7-month-plus vacation, and he's in for the optional claiming tag of 80 today, cutting back to a sprint, and he gets Lasix today as well, Andy. I think there's no question he's live with Fresu at 5-1.
About a week before, maybe 2 weeks before the kill row, Doug had been entered in a sprint, but he got the also eligibles and didn't draw in. Mm-hmm. So I think the kill row might have been plan B to get a race into him.
Yep.
And so I think this is hit him right between the eyes in here. So I think he's going to be a tough customer.
Okay, and I think we'll get the 5-1 here in this nine-horse field.
Yes.
Tell us about nationalturf.com and what you offer everybody, Andy.
Nationalturf.com, I've got a scouting report on all the horses. We've got a loose horse. That's what the siren is. In the background, if you can hear it, he's just running around. He looks happy. Nationalturf.com, a clockers workout report, scouting report, give grades on all the horses, good, bad, and indifferent, and hopefully give you a little extra information to take to the track.
Hey, Andy, thanks much. And, you mentioned the training track, the Tapita. It's going to be open to gallopers for the first time on Monday. I don't know how long it'll be before they're able to breeze over it, but we certainly look forward to that and some updates from you in that regard, Andy.
Yes. Now, but I was told it takes a little while to settle before they can actually go and gallop and hopefully down the line in a few weeks work.
Andy Harrington, always a pleasure. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. And let's get lucky with Doug O'Neill's McKinnon, number two in race five today at Santa Anita. Have a great day, man.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to step aside, coming back real strong here. Bruce Finkelstein be taking a look at what's going on. Well, I'm sorry. We just had Andy. Jake, I just said goodbye to him. So anyway, we are going to be going to a break, and then we'll be coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas and a whole lot more straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Attention, California owners and breeders, if you're looking to improve the way you operate and a way to successfully approach and assess all major sales in Kentucky, if you're looking for new and better opportunities to own, breed, and race, take a look at Endeavor Farm, located on 185 acres in Versailles, Kentucky, in the heart of the Bluegrass. Owned by longtime and highly respected Southern California owner-trainer Mark Sakalakis, Endeavor Farm can put you in the game, participating at all major sales with a foundational basis and strategy for getting your babies ready, for devising breeding strategies with ready access to a wide variety of some of the world's top stallions and breeding farms. Fellow owners and breeders, it's obvious our industry in California is at a turning point. Let Mark Sakalakis and his highly skilled team of men and women point you to a better and potentially more profitable future at Endeavor Farm in Versailles, Kentucky. Visit EndeavorFarmKY.com now, and you can make your first move to a brighter future in thoroughbred racing. That's EndeavorFarmKY.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And again, folks, our thanks to leading writer Juan Hernandez on behalf of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee every single race day here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Juan is spreading the word. Folks, go to UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and you'll see what Juan's talking about. And Jake, that reminds me, I forgot to bring your Uncle Chemo's in. I know you're out. I'll do it next Sunday, I promise. All I brought Jake this morning was work. All right, let's get up to Las Vegas and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Good. I know you were into the baskets when you were young. You coached it. Everything else, are you getting around town a little bit and kind of, you know, taking the temperature, if you will, on this March Madness situation?
It's always huge. This first weekend is ridiculous. They take more money here in Vegas
on March Madness than they do in the Super Bowl, and especially that first weekend, just nuts. Any sports book you go to, for all the basketball sickos, it's just round the clock action. And the sports books accommodate you very well. I think this year, it's funny, on the Super Bowl, they didn't do that well, the sports books. I was reading that they took in 186 or something million. Mike, the sports books only made $6 million combined on that. But I think they're going to get it back and then some when it comes to next week on March Madness.
I'd like to know how many high school community college coaches are in Vegas just taking this all in. I mean, this is like a drip for them. It really is.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is where the action is. There's a lot of tournaments here, too, by the way, for high schoolers, and a lot of basketball action. So, this will be the hub. You'll see a lot of seats taken early morning hours. What is it? What's the first day? Is it Thursday, Mike? I don't even know what.
I don't either.
They start, but, yeah, it'll be crazy.
Let's talk Golden Gate Fields. I want to let everybody know Golden Gate only has 7 races today, so they start late. The reason for that are these golden hour wagers that we have to sync up with Santa Anita and Golden Gate. So they start late today, Bruce, 2:15 Pacific, a 7-race program.
With that said, let's go right for a single in the golden hour, and I'm going to tackle that 7th race, Mike. The rail horse, Mars Magic, is kind of just a simple play in that she's 4-1. She's defeated both the favorite Elwood Road in her last race and the two Simply Gracious in Simply Gracious's debut. And Mars Magic really moved forward in her second start. She broke well, and I think it's Epifanio Garcia. He broke her with the intention of sending her along, but there was a very impressive first-time starter trained by George Batista called Paintcha Later, who made the lead, and he had to kind of suck back, put her in kind of a pocket position right behind the leaders. She made a race of it on the turn. I thought she was game to the wire, finishing second, clearly second best, but she earned a figure last time out that easily beats this field. I think she could be forwardly placed. She's cutting back to 5.5, and it, like I said, beaten both both favorites in this race. Mike, she's 4-1 on the morning line. I don't know about that. I think maybe we're looking at the $6 or $7 range. But for those of you playing the Golden Hour Exotics, this might be a good single. So, race 7-1, Mars Magic listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
And post time, a signpost for race 7 up at Golden Gate, 5:23 Pacific. Let's come down to Santa Anita on this St. Patrick's Day, and we've got 9 of them, Bruce.
Yeah, let's go with one of the downhill races. I'll take that back. This is a flat 6 furlongs. I got that wrong. But it's the 5th race today, Mike, flat 6 furlongs on the turf. I have been waiting, and it's been a long wait, to see the 8, Lincoln Hawk, come back to a sprint. The one time this horse, or the last time this horse sprinted down the hill, coming off a long layoff, was beaten a neck by the very accomplished turf sprinter Lane Way for the Richard Mandela Barn. After that race, he returned going a mile. He's a late runner. He has a little bit of hang in him, but he likes to make one run. He's come up short, but he's had in-the-money performances. He returned off almost a year layoff. Mike, who did he run into last time? Kings River Knight, who had everything his own way on the front end. He just sort of tootled around the track. I think he beat a horse or two in that race, but he should be a lot more fit today. Finally gets back to sprinting. I think he'll lag back and make one run. I think he's been begging to do this all along, and it should be a decent price. So race 5, the 8, Lincoln Hawk listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and race 5 set to go at 3:02 Pacific. Bruce, on this St. Patrick's Day, tell us what's available at betonbruce.com.
We have full card analysis, Santa Anita, the late races from Gulfstream Park, the pick 5 with audio. We have late pick 3 plus 1 at Golden Gate today on the best bets, and also best bets at Santa Anita at betonbruce.com. Before I leave, you know what's amazing, Mike, about horses like the Chosen Ron, who are just so competitive, is when they catch the other horse in their eye, in their vision. The horse coming up the rail, I can't think of his name right now, Ghost of Midnight, is that his name?
Yeah.
Came up on the rail, had all the momentum, and it's like a great competitive horse. We see this with John Henry's and all kinds of horses.
100%.
It looked like the horse on the rail had more momentum going than the chosen run. Once he saw that horse, he rebroke. He rebroke.
Right.
You're not going by me. If people don't think that horses don't want to win, take a look at the chosen Vron yesterday, because when he saw Ghost of Midnight, you're not going by.
That's right.
And that is just so, they're such amazing athletes. They're so fast, but boy, are they competitive, and that is the epitome of yesterday, I think, the chosen Vron beating Ghost of Midnight.
And you take a guy like Berrios, who knows this horse so well, he drifted on purpose.
Yep.
He did not want somebody pushing him down to the rail. No. You go ahead and I want my horse to see you, and then you're going to play my game. He knew how much horse he had. Just
he is a warrior.
Can't say enough about him. Cannot say enough about this horse,
great,
really.
Great horse.
After all these years looking at those kind of performances, and I mean this from the heart, Bruce, it never gets old, does it?
It doesn't. Just shows the true, you know, like I said, you know, everyone thinks it's a horse, it's not a human, that they're not as competitive. They know. And boy, does he know. Chosen Vron.
Thanks so much, Bruce. All the best. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. Take care, Mike.
And we missed him last week, but we got him back today. Bob Mazursky. Hey, Bob, good morning. I loved your comment on the Chosen Vron yesterday. I think you said a California-bred ATM machine.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. So, yeah, that's what he is, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, that's Turf History. Who do you like today?
I'm going to the last race of the day. I like number 6, Midnight Joe Star. I thought he needed the race last time. A mile and a quarter is his absolute best distance, so I think he'll be ready to fire his best shot today. Number 6 in race 9, Midnight Joe Star.
Take care of that throat, Bob. I'm feeling your pain, man.
Oh, it's not good.
Okay, all the best to you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Bob Mazursky says number 6, Midnight Joe Star in the 9th and final today. Have a great day, Bob, as best you can.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, we'll step aside, and Toby Callett wanted a couple of extra minutes this morning. He's got it. I don't know what he's bringing, but he'll bring plenty of it. This is Thoroughbred LA. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great day of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today is highlighted by the $100,000 Irish O'Brien Stakes. We will continue our St. Patrick's Day weekend celebration with our $30,000 Pot of Gold promotion, where first reward members can select one envelope from the $30,000 Pot of Gold with prizes ranging from a minimum of $5 all the way up to $1,000, and one lucky fan could take home the grand prize of $5,000. Today, we will host a special jockey signing and print giveaway, with the first 1,000 fans in attendance receiving a free Santa Anita Jockey Colony print with paid admission. The jockeys will be on hand to sign those prints from 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. in the East Paddock Garden. And mark your calendars, as we will be bringing you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th. Free contest, classic meet wagers, fun for the whole family, and world-class racing right here at Santa Anita Park. It's the great race place.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get to the phones right now and get down to South Florida. Say hello to Toby Callett on behalf of TobyCallett.com. Hey, Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
We're good. You said last week you wanted a couple of extra minutes. The ball's on the tee.
Okay. Well, you know, every week, on Saturday and Sunday's show, we talk about, what's going on. Ironically, last Saturday, I said to Bob and John, racing is, they just continue to do everything wrong, so on and so on, fumble the ball. What happens later that afternoon? The Tampa Bay incident. Okay? But you're running ads now for the Endeavor Farms, okay, in Mr. Zakalakis' place. And I think that racing, I started going to the track in 1968, a place called Waterford Park that's now known as Mountaineer. So I've been from the bottom to the top and in between. And I love the game as much as anybody, or at least did love the game as much as anybody. I think that racing is missing the boat. If you have videos of Endeavor Farms where the mares and their foals are out there running around, and you get to see where early on, you know, the leaders establish themselves, the followers do the same. I mean, it's exactly what it is. Again, you've been a horse owner, you've been around horses. I've mucked plenty of stalls, rubbed plenty of legs. I understand that the horse, it's horse racing. It's not about anything else than horses. Like the XPTV, what they run, like the things with the backstretch with Millie Ball,
mm-hmm.
and Michelle Yu, the equipment and various things. That's wonderful. That's once they've gotten to the racetrack, and I think that stuff should continue. But, everybody's trying to get that new better, that new fan. And you know what? Nobody thinks about the old fan, and nobody thinks that maybe a new fan could be attracted by the fact of what already is in our blood. And I say this, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't work for a racetrack. I work for me. And I do this because of the love of it. At this stage of the game, fortunately, I'm okay. If I stop tomorrow, I'd be fine. I wouldn't miss a meal.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is I'd like to see racing continue. And horses are what it's all about. And if you ever run, or not you yourself, but it collectively, if racing would highlight the horse right from conception and you see the foal stand for the first time and things like that, I think it's a way to also eliminate some of what the haters have brought to the table, because anybody that thinks that people that are involved in breeding horses and raising horses are in it to do harm to a horse, they're sorely mistaken, and I think it's a way to shut them up. End of story.
Well,
thank you.
I agree with everything you said regarding our enemies. Nothing is ever enough. They're dark. They're not people I want to be in the same building with, and that's just it. I hope that doesn't get me in trouble. But those who want to end this game, I really have very little use for, none. And as I said to Mark Sakalak last week, as a small breeder owner, I can tell you, Toby, from breeding horses, and you have something to do with the, what stud you're going to and this and that, and then to see them perform, and win at a place like Santa Anita, a place like Del Mar, I'll say Golden Gate Fields, Gulfstream, it's magic. That's about what I could say. I think a lot of people listening agree with you. Toby, can we make some money today at Gulfstream, a 10 race card?
Why not? We're going to go to the eighth race today, and in the eighth race, I like the three. Love her lots. Amicio Jaramillo takes the call here for Fernando Abreu, who's having a very good meet. This is a good spot. This is a softer spot than the last time. Draws a much better post as well. Behind her, we're looking at the eight. Don't mess with Tess. The five, Musical Romance, and the two, Rosebud's Hope. 3852. How do you do, Mr. Roman, in today's eight? At Gulfstream.
Just fine, thank you. And tell us about the website, TobyCallett.com.
All Gulfstream all the time, unless we get too much synthetic, and then I come out for a little taste of the West Coast.
Thank you so much, Toby. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, Toby Callett with us from South Florida. We'll finish up where we started off. That's with my good friend Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets in upstate New York. John, good morning. Come on out to Santa Anita. The weather's beautiful on this St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks, Mike. By the way, Toby's right, and he makes a lot of sense, and people should listen because he knows what he's talking about. Anyway, Mike, we're going to look at the Irish O'Brien today, the seventh race, and we're going to save a taco and eat a pizza, and we like the number three horse in here, Stay and Scam. A four-year-old filly from the Doug O'Neill run. She's really on the improve, Mike. She's getting better with each and every start. Rose Maddox beat her the last time they hooked up, but Rose Maddox had the most perfect trip that day. Stay and Scam had a bit of a tough trip. She was floated wide on the turn. I think 5-1, no question about it. I love number three, Stay and Scam. In today's seventh place, the Irish O'Brien out at Santa Anita.
Okay, great. And you know what hurt Rose Maddox last time, John? I didn't plan this, but I can't help it. What hurt Rose Maddox back on February 18th in the Spring Fever was her trainer, Steve Miotti, stiffed me. I had him in the prime spot, 9:05, And you should have heard the story I got from him 4 or 5 days later. Well, yeah, I saw that number, this and that. So anyway, I called him stiff for a week or two. But hey, in this game, you get over things quickly, John. You got to, you know.
Calm is a witch. Is that what they say?
No. You got to get along. I love, don't get me wrong, I love Steve. I think he's easily one of the most underrated trainers ever here in California. Does a great job. That said, let's try and get lucky with Doug O'Neill today. Number 3, Stay in Scam. 5-1 on John White's morning line. Post time for the Irish O'Brien today at 4:04 Pacific. John, are you having anybody over? Any corned beef and cabbage? What's up?
No, I'm actually going to a friend's house, and I guess they'll be serving corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
I'm going to save a pizza and save a taco and have corned beef and cabbage, I said.
All right, and tell us about JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Oakland, Aqueduct, and of course, San Antonio.
Hey, have a great day, John. Thank you so much, my man.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You get, folks, I hope you enjoyed the show on the St. Patrick's Day. Hope to see you at the races. My thanks to Jake Rich inside here. And a programming note, Angels Diamondbacks today. The Angels are on the road in Arizona. 1-10 with Terry Smith and I think Tim Salmon's with them. Really have enjoyed their stuff during spring training. For everybody involved, thank you so much. And to you, the listeners, thank you. We'll talk to you next week. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
When it's time for the March Mania brackets to bust wide open. As I was saying, it's mad. The Mania of March at BetUS.com is all about those buzzer beats. Bonus offers. And when the madness starts and Cinderella man steps onto the BetUS always has your back with back-to-back-to-back 125% sign-up bonuses on your first 3 deposits and even 10%